Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, dude?
6:23, let's do it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Make sure you get yourself stocked up before the big game coming up next weekend. You don't want to be thirsty.
Yeah.
There'll
be plenty of those drink next few weeks, huh? Especially not this Sunday, but next, you know?
Absolutely.
Let's kick it off with NBA. Last night, Cavaliers beat the Pistons 122-107. The Pacers beat the Hornets 116-106. Bulls and Grizzlies postponed tonight. Lakers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons at 8 o'clock. You're defending champions there, if you will. So I just saw a small clip. On HBO Max. HBO Max put out a YouTube, basically, like, the year in 2021, the movie's coming out, and it was just, like, tiny little snippets of movies, and Space Jam 2 was in one of those little clips with LeBron James. Just kind of weird seeing him in that jersey, you know? He just used to wearing, seeing Michael Jordan in that Toon Squad jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then you see him. I think it was him and Bugs Bunny, and Bugs Bunny was doing something. He was like going up to space or something. It's kind of a cool clip. So
I think it's going to suck. I'm not happy that they're remaking a movie from my childhood that was so great. You know,
it's going to be garbage. See, here's the thing is the more and more I think about it, you know, it's garbage because it's LeBron James, right? You know, I'm right there with you. You know, you don't change it from Jordan to. But it's the damn Looney Tunes, and you know it's going to be good because of that. You know?
Yeah.
That aspect of the movie is going to be fantastic because I love me some Looney Tunes.
We'll see. I mean, I don't want to judge a movie before it comes out or just by its trailer, but I hold Space Jam so highly as far as childhood movies. You know, it's up there, man. And I just.
You're not wrong.
It's a tough movie.
Tread lightly. NHL last night, Predators beating the Blackhawks 2-1 in a shootout. Love that right there, man. I love these shootouts. Tonight, Red Wings going to be Dallas playing the Stars at 8:30. College basketball last night, Virginia Tech beating Notre Dame 62-51. Michigan State going to be at Rutgers tonight at 7 o'clock. Let's see. You know what? I got some stories, but I'm going to save them for next hour. I'm just going to give you scores the first hour. What happened yesterday. Okay. Next hour, listen to this. We got a pro football story with Chad Wheeler in it. Suspicion of felony domestic violence? What?
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
There's your teaser. So, yeah. Good Chad enough. Wheeler in the story this in the sports this morning. Coming up.
Good enough for me. All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning.
B-A team. Or the B team.
Yeah, we're the B team. We're like the D team. That's basically where we're at. That's where we're at. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
A pity the fool.
God, you know why he was so strong is from hauling around those gold chains everywhere. That's just why. That's why just Mr. T.
A neck full of gold. Dude, gold's not light.
No.
You know?
No. He's got it on there. And that's real gold, too. If you think Mr. T had fake gold, you're dreaming, son.
A pity the fool.
All right, we got to keep removing. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products. So what? You're never thirsty, whether you're watching sports or listening to sports or just sitting on your couch in the darkness. Whatever you got, they got you covered.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go, man. Let's do it. Let's kick it off with some scores, and I got a few stories here for you. NBA last night, Cavaliers beating the Pistons 122-107. Pacers beat the Hornets 116-106. The Bulls and Grizzlies postponed tonight. Lakers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons at 8 o'clock. Hell with it. I'm just going to go right for the stories. Pro football offensive tackle Chad Wheeler is no longer with the Seattle Seahawks after he was arrested on suspicion of felony domestic violence. The incident involved serious injuries to his girlfriend, who later explained that Wheeler had been on medication for bipolar disorder. He missed taking that medication and, well, in quotes, snapped into a bad place.
Oh, God.
In a statement, the Seahawks offered thoughts and support to the girlfriend and encouraged Chad to get help, the help he needs. So, hey, man.
That's tough.
That's a rough story.
That's a rough story to hear. Yeah, I hope he gets the help that he needs, and that's definitely more important than, you know, anything else with football. So best of luck to him.
You know what makes those stories worse, too, from the NFL? You just know these aren't little dudes. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you hear, like, a domestic violence from the NFL, you're like, whew.
Yeah.
300-pound dude. He's been working out his whole life. It's not good. Moving on. Anyway, let's bring it up a little bit. Olympics. Well, maybe we'll bring it down. Damn.
This is terrible. This is awful sports.
I know, dude. This is sad sport. You're sad sports this morning. According to a new poll, 80% of the people in Japan are in favor of canceling or postponing the Tokyo Olympics because of health reasons, obviously. They don't want a bunch of people from all over the world hanging around, at least until this coronavirus stuff blows over. The International Olympic Committee is still planning for games to happen in Tokyo and asking people to be patient and optimistic. There's a lot of money at risk here. Just in case Tokyo backs out, the government official in Florida floated the idea of hosting the games in his state. Dude, Florida does not give a damn about nothing.
Nothing.
No, we'll have it. Hell.
Has there ever been Olympic Games in Florida? Because there shouldn't be, okay? Florida itself is like a big Olympic game, all right? It's just a bunch of people high on drugs competing with one another for survival. That's all Florida is.
They're just soaking everything up. Dude, they're having the Super Bowl this year. Hey, we're going to throw down. Hell, bring the Olympics, too. Parades, everything's just going to be in Florida. And then here's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to get the coronavirus in Florida, and then they're just going to cut that part of the U.S. off and just let it float over by Cuba.
I could see the Florida Olympics. They'd go back like, all right, well, here's the thing, folks. Florida Olympics, we're going back old style. You got to be completely naked and greased up like the old Greek guys had to do. It's like, no, Florida, stop it. It's 2021. What are you talking about?
Right. You know, it'll be the first time beer will be served at the Olympics. You know?
Gotcha. To the athletes. To the athletes. That's how it'll be. Golly.
Yeah, so maybe the Olympics will be in Florida.
That just doesn't even sound right to say.
It doesn't.
And welcome to the 2020 Summer Olympics, the 120th celebration of the Olympic Games, going back to the Greeks and storied athletes. And now here we are in Florida. Some guy on a banjo in coveralls, like ripped, tattered coveralls, like, all right, here we go. We're gonna light this torch, man. He's just got a line of gasoline going up to the Olympic torch. He's like, everyone stand back.
All right. Because that's the example we want to portray to everybody else outside of America, Florida. This is what America is?
Oh, my God.
It's fun, but damn.
Jesus.
So there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.